On Saturday in Denham Springs, Louisiana, the parking lot of the Sam's Club was turned into a one-stop shop for flood victims. Just days earlier, this whole area was underwater. But now this is where people can grab a shopping cart, get free cleaning supplies, a case of water, and some ice.
How many bags of ice?
Two bags.
They can talk to FEMA.
Have you registered with FEMA yet?
And they can get a hot meal from San Antonio's Chowtrain, a nonprofit food truck.
Thank you so much.
Its volunteers traveled to Denham Springs to help with the disaster relief.
We saw pictures of Denham Springs underwater on Wednesday night on TV. Shortly after that, we decided that this is where we need to be.
This is the ninth disaster that Chef Joan Cheever has run to in the past 5 years, including the tornadoes of Moore, Oklahoma, the Bastrop Fire, and the floods in Wimberley and San Marcos.
What the Chowtrain brings, I think, some good food, some hugs, and just to listen to people's stories and tell them that they aren't forgotten.
It's horrible. It's horrible what these people are going through right now.
Dennis Quinn is Cheever's husband and runs logistics for the Chowtrain.
Driving down some of these side streets, you could see the water marks up on the sides of the houses. They were 4, 5, 6 feet. They had to just rip out probably 100%, 90% of the interiors of most of these houses because there was just no saving them. There was so much water damage.
The streets of Denham Springs are overflowing with the things that used to be people's lives.
You can look down the street. It looks like everybody's house threw up, like they all had a virus and everybody's house threw up. Everybody's contents are coming out.
Jeremy Timmons is shirtless and pulling the soggy sheetrock out of his home. The house is stripped bare down to the wooden structure like bones. And just like his neighbors, all of his family's ruined personal belongings are piled up in the front yard. He said that was tough for his children to witness.
They're watching us throw everything, and I'm like, you can't save everything. I'm sorry, but, you know, the wet photos, the wet baby clothes, that was the hardest part. We're throwing things out and have them pick through what you threw out. I'm like, you can't have it. You got to let it go.
The folks of Denham Springs are having to let a lot go. Over 3 feet of water fell in just 2 days. 13 people died. According to city officials, there were over 30,000 high water rescues, and 40,000 homes are considered a total loss.
That's why they call it a tragedy. You lose things. It hurts.
But the scale of the devastation makes this tragedy difficult for the residents to process.
Never seen anything like that. I've been in tornadoes. I've never seen anything like this.
Matt Christopher woke up Saturday morning when the toilets in his house began to bubble up storm water. He got his family to higher ground. Then 6 feet of water invaded his home.
With a tornado, there's just nothing left. I mean, there's just debris everywhere. With this, you actually got to go in and pull out everything out of your home and take all your memories and put them to the curb. It's really hard to decide what to keep, what not to keep, what you can salvage, what not to salvage.
Annie Avance said she needed to be rescued by boat from her trailer. She's back home now, but she says the place is a mess.
Flooded all the way through and everything. I lost everything. The icebox, the stove, the washing machine and dryer, the beds, everything.
Avance is just one of the tens of thousands in Louisiana who are trying to put her life and her home back in order.
Still cleaned all the mud out and everything, you know, and I got more mud in there and I'm still cleaning.
She says she has a long way to go.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus, because I'll tell you one thing, I never seen nothing like this.
Cheever and the Chowtrain folks agree they've never seen a disaster like this before either, but they expect there will be more and they'll be there with a hot meal. In Denham Springs, Louisiana, David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.